on Saturday, the legendary band back in town for a show, and we're awaiting a call from Jimmy Panko, the trombonist in the band. And I think people say to members of Chicago, just like they say to members of Cheap Trick or the Rolling Stones or anyone, like, have you made enough money? What motivates you? Why do you still want to get out there and work every day? Well, they're not working every day, but they have to work at their craft every day. You can't set down your trombone and then pick it up a month later and think you're still going to be as good as you were when you gave it up. Are you there, Jimmy?
I'm here.
I mean, you can't.
I'm
you
listening
have to
your setup. It's wonderful.
You have to blow on that thing every day, right?
Yes, it is a physical challenge. Trust me, especially when we're outdoors in the heat and the humidity. You know, it's like our manager told me, you know, it's either going to make me into Superman or it's going to kill me. I hope it's the former.
Has it killed you yet? It is
yet,
not. But
you know,
it's another
amazing year, another busy summer. And Chicago is always the highlight because that's where it all began. And Resilia is an amazing venue. We're looking forward to being back. Business is great. People still get excited about this music. We had no idea that this music would become timeless and give us a lifetime of joy and fulfillment and the ability to be out here and entertain thousands of people all these years later. So we're very blessed with that opportunity. And, you know, the band is just, we're kicking it. The band is better than ever, and people are going crazy, and, you know, the give and take, the energy on stage is contagious, and we can't wait to bring that back to Ravinia on Saturday.
Oh, my God, it's going to be so much fun. In fact, I think the year was 1971, the very first time that you ever did Saturday in the Park. Think about how many years ago that was.
I don't want to think about it. I'll get tired.
I bet. And what do you say to people who ask that very question? Why are you guys still on the road? Why are you doing it? I would, if I was going to answer,
you know,
I would say,
hey,
because it keeps you alive, right?
It's food for the soul. You know, I don't know what I'd do without this. This has become my life. And, you know, and I say this on stage every night, you know, as I talk to the crowd, you know, people come up to us and they tell us, you know, this music has become literally part of their lives. You know, it represents special moments throughout their life for themselves, for their siblings, for their children. I mean, this is multi-generational. This crosses demographics. And I look at an audience and I see people from 12 to 70, they're all rocking out, you know, on their own level. And there's something in this music that strikes a chord in them. And they're singing the words of the song, louder than the band. It gives me chills. And people will come up to me after a show and they say, Jimmy, we grew up to this music. And I will say, hey, guess what? So did I.
Exactly. Hey, Drew's going to put you on hold for a second and then pop you back on because for some reason your phone keeps getting very cloudy, and I don't want anyone to miss everything that he has to say. Jimmy Panko, trombonist, founding member of the band Chicago. They are playing at Ravinia on Saturday. So, Jimmy, talk to me about those early shows. You know, back like early in the 70s when you actually would get nervous before you went on stage. There's no butterflies anymore, is there?
No, it's not butterflies. It's excitement. I'm getting pumped up. I can't wait to get on the stage. It's just, it's an experience that you couldn't describe.
Yeah.
You know, and the more excited a crowd gets, the more excited I get. And it's a give and take. And now the nerve thing is long over. Now it's just excitement and anticipation and wanting to get out on that stage.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to those early days when Jimi Hendrix shows up at the whiskey on a night off and is listening to this band, and he's like, oh my gosh, these guys are great. Did he then invite you to open up for his tour?
Yeah, he got it. You know, Jimmy got it. You know, he was an incredibly deep musician. And we were at the Whiskey. We were actually opening for Albert King at the Whiskey. We were in a dressing room waiting to go back on, and there was a map on the dressing room door. And we opened the door, and Hendrix was standing in the doorway, and we were aghast, is this Jimi Hendrix? You know, at the time he was at the peak, and you know, this guitar god was standing in the doorway of our dressing room, and he looked at us and he said, "You guys have a horn section that sounds like one set of lungs, and a guitar player that's better than me. Do you guys want to go on the road?" And it was like, yeah. So we wound up being his opening act for that year. And it was an amazing experience. It created exposure for us that was priceless. We had no record. We had not made a record yet. So we were still virtual unknowns. But he saw something special in us. And he invited us to open for him for his tour. We did, and it was amazing. I mean, seeing him perform and talking to him. We traveled together, and he and Terry were comparing notes the whole time. And it was just, it was an experience that arguably caused the record companies to take notice.
Yeah.
And we went back to L.A. and, you know, returned to the Whiskey. We were almost kind of like the house band there. We played there regularly. And all of a sudden, we saw record companies coming in and a bidding war started. So this tour with Hendrix kind of opened people's eyes in the industry and gave importance to what we were doing. So I will be eternally grateful to that for that opportunity. He was an amazing guy, and he recognized fully the special quality that our music represented. So,
right,
yeah, that was great.
The music of Chicago, Jimmy, is unlike anything else. It would be hard to categorize today because it's so diverse in its art, and
yes.
and the trombone was not your first instrument. That's not what you wanted. I understand that it was a J.J. Johnson record that might have brought you around.
I went to the tryouts with my parents. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to play guitar, you know, with drums, the instruments that would be thought of as cool by my peers. But there were 100 kids in line. It was in the church basement, and they talked me into going over to the trombone. There was nobody standing by the trombone, understandably. And so the director happened to be a horn player. And, you know, Mike thinks right. He talked me into, taking that thing home. And I struggled for the first couple of years. Yeah, and my father bought an amazing trombonist record home, and it struck a chord with me, and I started playing along with the record. I started getting more able to execute the horn, and it started to become a quest. And here I am. You know, I'm glad I stuck with it, you know. And when the band formed in Chicago, you know, there was no such thing as a horn band. You know, we were essentially, and still are, a rock and roll band with an indigenous horn section. But this horn section is melodic. This horn section is a main character in the music. We're not an afterthought. We're not frosting on the cake like everybody else. This horn section is an integral part of each song. So if you take it out, there's blank space. And, you know, it's it's something that, you know, we all believed in. And I kind of inherited, you know, the job of creating this approach to a horn section that is a main character in the music. And so here we are. And there's a lot of that stuff going on now. And I guess we kind of set the bar for wind instruments in pop music.
Well, and you continue to do that. There's no doubt about that. We are closing in on news time. You are welcome back on this radio show anytime. I encourage everyone to buy a ticket and see Chicago Saturday at Ravinia. And it's just great to have a conversation with you, Jimmy.
It's going to be Saturday in the park, baby.
Yes, it is. It's what the music was made for. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, we can't wait. Yeah, we can't wait. Lisa, you know, all the best to you and everybody at GN. You know, you guys have been loyal partners with the band for many, many years. We appreciate your love of the music. And we're so excited to be back in Chicago. And Ravinia is going to rock on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Lisa.